Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
下午好，弟兄姐妹们。
Please turn with me to the book of Matthew.
请翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
We're going to begin with verse 2.
我们从第二节开始。
Matthew chapter 1.Verse 2.
马太福音第一章第二节。
To Abraham was born Isaac, and to Isaac Jacob, and to Jacob Judah and his brothers, and to Judah were born Perez and Zerah by Tamar.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。犹大从他玛氏生法勒斯和撒拉谢拉。第二章。
And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
第六节。犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，将来因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
Revelation，
启示录。
Revelation and chapter 5，
启示录第五章。
Verse 1，
第一节。
Revelation 5 verse 1.
启示录第五章第一节。
And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it.And I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it.
启示录第五章第一到第四节，我看见坐宝座右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？在天上、地下、地底下，没有能揭开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
第五节，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb,standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. And he came, and he took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
第六到第七节，我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。他七角七眼，就是神的七灵。奉差遣往普天下去的这羔羊前来，从宝座的右手中拿了书卷。
Verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain, and didst purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
第九到第十节，他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配展开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Hebrews chapter 5，
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 8，
第八节。
Hebrews chapter 5， verse 8。
希伯来书第五章第八节。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation, being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
八到十节，他虽然为儿子，还是因为所受的苦学了顺从。他既已得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you again this afternoon for we know that you are with us.
主，我们今天下午再一次感谢你，因为我们知道你与我们同在。
And Lord, our hearts bow before you.
主，我们的心也在你面前来匍匐。
Thank you, Lord, for always delighting to meet among your people.
主，感谢你一直喜悦与你的民同在。
And Lord, this afternoon we ask that you would take your words and make them alive in our hearts.
主，今天下午求你使你的话在我们心里面活过来。
Give us a glimpse, Lord, of the greatness of who you are.
让我们看到你自己的荣耀。
Lord, we want to see you.
主，我们想盼望看到你。
The overcoming one.
你那一个得胜的那一位。
The conquering one.
那个得胜的那一位。
And so, Lord, we pray that you would be glorified and honored in our hearts.
主，求你在我们心中得到荣耀和高举。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
Please speak.
请你说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, this time in the afternoons, we have been about talking about the names of the Lord.
那我们下午的时候，我们已经提到了主的名。
Now there are in the Bible maybe 900 different names of the Lord.
在圣经里面提到了大概900个名字给我们的主。
So yesterday we covered 3.
我们昨天只讲到三个。
That means by the time we're finished, it will be 2018.
我们讲完的话呢，大概要到18年了。
Yesterday we covered God is love.
昨天我们讲到神是爱。
God is light.
神是光。
And God is life.
神是生命。
We shared about these three in light of Passover.
我们在这个逾越节的背景下，我们讲到这三个名字。
Which had fallen into a religion.
那个逾越节，但是也成为一个宗教，一个传统。
An outward tradition.
一个外面的一个传统。
And when our Lord came to the earth,
当我们的主来到这个世上的时候，
He played no role in these the festivals of Passover.
他根本就不参与这些外面的宴席这些东西。
In fact, with every Passover celebration, He was on the outskirts.
其实每次当逾越节宴席的时候，他都是在宴席之外。
And we remember on the last Passover of the Lord's life on earth.
我们记得在我们的主他在世上最后一次逾越节的时候，
He came into the city.
他来到耶路撒冷，
only to be led outside of the camp.
那最后他被带到这个帐幕的外边。
These festivals were foundationally about him.
其实这些的宴席是最基本是其实关乎他自己的。
They celebrated something so important in the lives of the people of God.
他们在神的名在他神的百姓在那里庆祝一个很重要的一个宴席。
But over time,
但是时间慢慢过来，
what was so alive,
曾经是很带有生命的，
had become tradition,
变成了一个传统，
celebrated more as a memory,
更多的成了一种记忆。
And what was alive was lost,
曾经是活的，现在变成就失去了。
And on his last Passover,
在他最后一次逾越节的时候，
a remarkable thing happened.
一个很了不起的事情发生了。
Something was finished.
有一件事情完全。
Something was made complete.
一件事情得以完全。
Our Lord was led outside of the camp.
他被我们的主被带到这个帐外。
And he was crucified for our sakes.
他为我们的缘故被钉死。
Our sins were forgiven.
我们的罪得以赦免。
Our punishment was paid.
我们的刑罚得到满足。
Out of this living one,
从这个活的永活的那一位，
came a stream of eternal life.
流出一个永远生命的江河来。
That found a landing place in many who were lost.
那就找到那些在失丧人当中，再找到一个留过的场所。
This eternal life,
这个永远的生命
that cannot die,
永远不死的一个生命
had been trapped,
被
so to speak,
包在一起。
In the Lord.
就放在主里边。
And when he came down,
当他来下来的时候。
And he was crushed.
他被挤压。
It was as if out of this perfect lamb.
从这个没有瑕疵的羔羊的里边。
Flowed forth a life.
流淌出一种生命来。
That came into our lives.
临到我们身上。
And found a landing place in our heart.
在我们心里边就有有这么一位羔羊。
And in all different types of people.
不论在各种各样的人的身上。
All varieties of cultures.
在各种各样的文化上面。
All of a sudden we shared the same life.
我们突然我们都分享到同样一种的生命。
And it was a miracle.
那真是一个神迹。
Now in heaven.
在天堂里面天上。
Time is a little different.
时间的概念和我们不一样。
Thousands of years might be like a moment.
几千年的话对我们也可能就是一刹那。
In a moment, thousands of years.
或者一刹那可以是几千年。
And John caught a glimpse.
约翰他看到这一点。
Of the lamb just slain.
他看到那被杀的羔羊。
He had been on the earth.
他曾经是在地，他曾经是在地上。
And he had a perfect view of what was happening.
他就完完全全看到所发生的事情。
He saw the Lord.
他看到了我们的主。
Crucified.
被钉在十字架上。
He saw him die.
他看到他死。
But before he gave up his spirit.
但在他的灵离开他之前。
John heard him say something.
约翰听到他说一些。
Tremendous.
很极大的一些的话。
He said.
他说。
It is finished.
他说成了。
It is finished.
成了。
What was finished, brothers and sisters?
那是什么得以成就了呢？
It is a huge thing that our sins were paid for.
我们的罪的工价得以偿还是极大的一件的事情。
That sinners were saved.
罪人得以被拯救。
It is a huge thing that eternal life could now be had by God's people.
那永远的生命就可以让属神的人得到。
But brothers and sisters, we believe.
那弟兄姐妹，我们相信。
That what was finished was far greater.
但是成了的其实比这个要远高于这仅仅这一点。
Then. And I don't mean to minimize, but then just the salvation of people.
我并不说要降低这一点，但是也远远超过我们的救恩。
Something huge happened.
一个很极大的事情发生了。
In heaven there was a scroll.
在天上有一个书卷。
And this scroll had words written on the inside and the out.
这书卷在里边有写字。
And these things that were in the scroll, they could only be read if these seals were broken.
这个书卷除非把这个印展开，就你就不没有办法可以看里面写的所写的东
西。 What we know is that the scrolls, until the seals were broken, that what was to come could not yet come.
只等到这个印被解封，要发生的事情就不能够发生。
The fulfillment of everything that needed to be completed was dependent on this book with its seals.
所要成就的事情完全是根据这一卷和被封上的印。
And God had held up the book.
神把这个书卷拿起来。
And the voice had called out.
一个声音就出来。
Who is worthy?
谁配得?
To take this book and to break its seals.
拿起这个书卷。揭开这个印。
And while John was watching in Revelation 5,
当约翰在约翰启示录第五章他在看的时候，
in all of heaven,
在天上，
and on all the earth,
在地上，
and all under the earth,
在地底下，
no one could come forward who was worthy.
没有一个是配得的。
And we don't quite understand the timeline as to how long the scroll was being held.
我们不知道那个书卷在神的手里边被放了多长的时间。
But something happened, brothers and sisters, of tremendous importance.
但是一个很极大重有极大重要性的一件事情发生了。
A lamb was slain.
一个羔羊被杀。
And John had seen the lamb slain.
约翰也看到那个羔羊被杀。
And the lamb who was slain was there.
被杀的羔羊在那里。
And he came forward.
他近前来。
And he could take the book.
他可以把那卷书拿起来。
John had been weeping.
约翰 一直在那里哭。
Because he knew the importance of the taking of the scroll.
因为他知道拿起这卷书的重要。
And he looked.
那看他看了。
Waited.
他等。
No one could come forward.
没有人能够进前来。
Because no one was worthy.
因为没有一个是配得的。
Until this lamb.
那只等到这一位羔羊。
As just slain.
好像刚刚被杀的。
An elder came to him.
一位长老过来。
And John was weeping.
约翰在那里哭。
And he said, "Stop weeping."
长老就对他说，不要再哭了。
And then a name.
因为有一个名。
And this name, brothers and sisters.
那这一个名，弟兄姐妹们。
Is a name of such great preciousness.
是有。如此一个宝贵的一个名。
It was a name reserved to be revealed until that moment.
那个名一直到那个时刻才被彰显出来。
It was actually a sentence.
其实是一句话。
And we'll read it again in chapter 5, verse 5.
我们再读一次启示录第五章第五节。
Because we want every word right.
我们要确据每一句话都是对的，每个词都是对的。
The elder said to him, "The lion." That is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome, so as to open the book and its seven seals.
第五章第五节，长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”
Now, brothers and sisters, this was a tremendous moment.
这是一个极大的一个时刻。
Because John got to see the Lamb slain.
因为
Walk up to his father and take the book.
因为他看到被杀的羔羊近前走到进到父神那里，从他手里接过那书卷。
And we could go forward.
那我们也可以继续往前。
And we could watch as the heart of God is fulfilled.
我们可以看到神的心意逐一被满足。
And the amazing thing is that we could play a part.In the fulfilling of the purposes of God.
那最了不起的事情就是在神的旨意完成的当中，我们可以是其中的一个分子。
What was finished, brothers and sisters?
那是什么得以成就了呢？
Because we think about our Lord, and our Lord has always been perfect.
当我们想到我们的主是一直是完美的。
He's sinless.
他没有罪。
From eternity past.
从过去的永远。
There's no sin in him.
在他里边没有罪。
No selfishness.
没有自私。
He was indeed a perfect, he had a perfect sinless nature before God.
他在神面前有一个无罪的一个的性质在神的面前。
When he stepped forward to take the book,
当他进前来拿那卷书的时候，
he had been slain.
他已经被杀。
For us.
已经被我们被杀。
And in the remarkable moment when he was slain for us, we were saved.
当那个很极大的时刻，当他被杀的时候，我们就被得以拯救。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And the sin that separated us,
罪来使我们与神分割，
was translated to him.
都到了他的身上。
It was as if all of the sins of all time were concentrated into one focal point in one.Person at one time in all of history and transplanted into the person of the Lord.
历史上所有的罪好像都被挤压到这变成一点，在历史上那一刻都完完全全的都转到我们的主的身上。
And the violent wrath of God for all of this sin came down upon him.
那神的愤怒对所有的罪的愤怒那一刻都降到我们的主的身上。
Crushed him.
来。压迫压伤了他。
And we all know that we traded with him that day. His robes of righteousness for my sins.
那我们都知道那一刻他被压伤是为了我们罪的缘故。
And all of a sudden, We were a people.
那突然我们就成了一个民。
Who had a hope.
我们有一个有盼望的一个民。
And a life was put into our hearts.
在我们心里边有一个新的生命。
And we shared yesterday that Peter said we became living stones.
昨天我们提到彼得说我们都成了活石。
And a building work began.
一个建造就开始。
Now with the right substrate.
那我们现在有这成分都是对的。
And we could be built together.
我们可以一起来被得以建造。
And the Lord could begin to work.
我们的主可以来做工。
I will build my church.
我要来建造这个教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her.
阴间的门不能够胜过他。
And he began to build.
他开始建造。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们,
it wasn't just the substrate.
那不仅仅是一些成分而已。
That was finished.
就是得以成全。
Not simply the salvation of sinners.
不仅是罪人的救恩
nor the imparting of a life.
也不是说也不仅仅是给我们新的生命
In Hebrews chapter 5, there's a very interesting term, a phrase.
那在希伯来书第五章那里有一个很有意思的说法
The Bible tells us that the Lord, our Lord, was made perfect.
那里边说我们的主被得以成全吧
Now this is a very interesting saying because my Lord was always perfect.
那我们的主他其实从一开始他就是完美的
What? How could he be made more perfect?
那既然是完美的，那他怎么能够还要再成为完美呢
？In verse 8,
在第八节
，the Holy Spirit told us that he learned obedience through the things he suffered.
那你说他是因为所受的苦学了顺从
？Now this is another remarkable thing.
还是一个很大的一件事情。
Because to some degree, the Lord, who is perfect, needed to learn in a different way.
我们一个完美的主，他还是要从一种方法来学顺从。
He was obedient.
他是顺从的。
Always obedient.
他从来都是顺从的。
But he learned obedience through suffering.
但是他从受苦中又学了顺从。
It was a different way.
是一个不同的方法。
And he was made perfect.
那他就成了完美。
And in verse 10.
那第十节。
The Holy Spirit tells us, and he was made a high priest.
圣灵就那里启示他使他成为一个大祭司。
Now our brother was sharing with us yesterday evening.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上跟我们分享到。
They were the guardians of God.
那他们是神的守卫者。
Of the glory of God.
他们是神的荣耀的守卫者。
And his majesty.
他的尊荣。
This was their life calling.
这是他们生命的一个呼召。
And the Lord came down.
那我们的主来到世上
，and he came down in a way of his designation，
来到他要所要指定他要去的地方
，as a baby，
成为一个婴孩
，born，
出生
，and he lived and grew up，
他生存成长
，and he went through all of these experiences，
他经过所有那些的经历
，and he suffered，
他受苦
，and he learned to obey，
他学了顺从
，and at the very end，
在最后。
When all of the enemy's attacks had fallen upon him,
所有仇敌的攻击都集中在他的身上
and he had not sinned.
他没有犯罪
He was gave up his spirit.
他把他的灵柩交了出来
and he said it is finished.
他说成了
and it was then.
那一时刻
that we see in heaven,
我们在天上看到
a slain lamb,
一个被杀的羔羊
who came forward to take the scroll.
我进前来拿起那个书卷
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I don't know the fullness of what happened.
我不知道那个发生所有的事情的这些细节
We have to yield that to brothers who know the Lord in a deeper, deep way.
我们必须要靠那些更与主很亲近的那些弟兄姐妹弟兄来告诉我们。
But what we know,
但是我们所知道的
is something happens so remarkable.
有一件事情发生是很了不起的一件事情。
It took care of our past.
完全解决我们过去的问题。
Gave us life.
给我们生命。
And somehow it took a perfect Son of God. And He was made perfect to lead us forward.
一个完美的神的羔羊又变成完美带我们继续往前
Perfect and made perfect.
是完全的, 又成为完全,
He was now our high priest.
他现在是我们的大祭司。
And the Bible tells us, when the Lord wanted to be a high priest, He wanted to become a high priest so He could understand what we were going through.
圣经说我们的主要成为大祭司, 是因为他知道我们所经历的。
His desire was,
他的盼望是,
that when His people might come to Him,
当他的民来到他面前,
and He might be our advocate,
他可以成为我们的一个中保,
He would understand the sufferings of His people.
他明白他民所受的苦,
and so He took no shortcuts.
所以他不走捷径。
I always wondered, why didn't He come when He was a man?
我在想他为什么来的时候不是从一个人的一个成年的一个男人的样子。
Would He have been just as perfect a lamb?
他也一样是一个完美的神的羔羊。
Sinless.
没有罪。
Perfect nature.
完美的一个天性。
Why come in the most difficult way?
为什么要选择一个最艰苦的道路?
It's because, brothers and sisters, He needed to be made a perfect high priest.
因为弟兄姐妹是因为他要成为一个完美的大祭司。
He suffered all things. He was tempted in all things.
他在一切事上都受了试探,
and yet without sin.
但是没有犯罪,
in order to become our high priest.
最后成为我们一个大祭司。
And we see something incredible.
我们看到一个很极大的一件事情。
The high priest,
大祭司,
be the guardian of His testimony.
他成了他见证的一个守护者。
And in the desire to be this,
为了成就这件事情,
He wanted for us to know that He loves us.
他要我们知道他爱我们,
and that we could come to Him.
我们可以来到他面前,
and we could tell Him,
我们可以告诉他,
of our burdens.
我们的负担,
it was like the eternity came down to a moment.
就像永远就来到,就变成那一刻,
it was heaven, and He came down to where we were fallen.
就像天来到我们这个堕落这个世上,
the guardian of His great testimony,
这个见证的一个守护者,
suffered,
受苦,
so that we might have a faithful high priest.
所以我们可以有这一位忠实的大祭司。
And when we came and asked Him for help in times of need,
当我们在需要的时候来到他面前祈求的时候,
He would be our God of comfort.
他是我们, 他是一个安慰我们的一位神。
Why, brothers and sisters?
为什么弟兄姐妹们?
It's because the great things in His heart He wants to tell us about.
因为这是在他心里面很大的一件事情,他要我们知道。
He wants to reveal them to us.
他要把这些事情启示给我们。
He wants for us to fall in love with these things and live for these things.
他要我们在这些事上,把我们心放在这些事上,来靠着这些事情而活。
But He knew that in the pit where I had fallen,
他知道在那个我们过去所掉进的坑里面,
mired in all of my sins,
在那泥里边我们在各种各样的罪的罪里面,
He needed to come find me,
他要来找到我,
and lift me,
来把我举起来,
and then raise me up,
把我拉起来,
and then lead me forward,
然后带领我往前,
to show me the things that are in His heart.
来告诉我,
He bound the two things together,
他把两件事放在一起,
that couldn't otherwise be done.
没有其他的方法可以成就这样的事情。
And so we see he is incredible.
所以我们可以看到他实在是了不起的。
We can't describe His planning.
我们根本没有办法来形容他的计划。
The depths of the things that He considered.
那他的思念是如此的深。
He was the one who wanted to reveal to us the secret things in His heart.
那他是那一位要把他心里边最深的奥秘向我们来启示。
But He knew that we needed to be saved.
但是他知道我们需要救恩。
He knew that we needed to have His life in us.
他知道我们需要他的生命。
He knows that we need a God of comfort.
他也知道我们需要一位中保的神。
We would be attacked.
他要变成那一位。
And He was all of these things.
那他是所有这一切的都集中在他的身上。
Guarded His glory.
来成为他荣耀的一个中,
the builder of His house,
成为建造他房屋的那一位,
and also the one who got down next to us when we fell in the dirt.
当我们在泥土里边摔倒的时候, 他亲自屈身来在我们身边。
He is a remarkable Lord.
他实在是 宝贵的一位主。
And when we know him,
当我们知道他的时候,
it's almost shocking to us.
好像对我们是一个震撼。
When he first begins to reveal things to us,
当他第一次来向我们来启示的时候,
that someone like him,
像这一位,
would want to share these things with someone like us.
要把这些荣耀的事情和我们这样的人来分享。
But you know, brothers and sisters, this has been his plan all along.
但你知道，这是神是主他从一开始的计划就是这个样子。
The desire in his heart.
他心里边的渴望。
That he might share these things with us.
要把这些事情和我们来分享。
It's almost too much to appreciate.
这是太极大的一件事情，我们没有办法来理解。
This is who he is.
这就是我们的主。
And so when he came forward,
当他来到近前来的时候，
he stepped forward.
他近前来。
And no one was found worthy.
没有其他人是配的。
He was found worthy.
唯有他是配的。
And the Bible tells us in his name, he was the lion of the tribe of Judah.
圣经里面告诉我他是告诉我们他是犹大派中支派的狮子。
The root of David.
他是大卫的根。
Who overcame.
他得胜。
So as to take the book and to break its seals.
所以他配得了进前来拿起书卷来揭开那七印。
This name is a long name.
那这是很长的一个名字。
And it's mentioned here in Revelation in its fullness for the first time.
那这是第一次在启示录里面完全的被启示出来。
At the most pivotal point,
在那最重要的那一刻。
Everyone was waiting for this book and the seals to be
taken. 所有的人都在那里等这一位把这卷书拿起来。
And John was weeping.
约翰在那里哭。
This verse actually was I barely knew the Lord when I was saved.
当我一开始得救的时候，我不认识我的主。
And our brother wrote a song about this.
我有一位弟兄写了一首诗歌，是关于这种经历。
And I used to listen to it.
我曾经来听这首诗歌。
And I knew that there was something in this name that was more than anything the world would have.
我们知道，在这个名里边，远超过世上所有的东西。
I didn't know what it was.
我不知道那个是什么。
But it was something that would strike in our hearts that there is something huge hidden in these names.
但是在这些名里边有一个极大的，有极大一个一个宝贝的东西在里边。
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
犹大派中支派的狮子。
The root of David.
大卫的根。
Has overcome.
他得胜了。
Now,Two nights ago,
两个晚上以前
Gabriel stood here and told us that there are mountain lions outside.
我们的 Gabriel 弟兄说我们这儿附近有这个山狮子。
And so yesterday I was walking back with my daughter to my room.
所以昨天我带我的女儿回我们的住的地方。
And so of course I'm walking by and there's no one in the bushes on my right.
我们走的路上我们右边那些树丛里边没有人。
So of course I shown my flashlight over there. 我就
拿我的手电筒来照一下。
And I thought, you know, at least I have my Bible in my hand.
我觉得说我在我手里面有圣经。
And if he attacks me, I'm just going to hit him with my Bible.
如果有这个狮子来打我，来攻击我，就拿圣经，我就拿圣经扔向狮子。
You see, brothers and sisters, lions are fearsome.
你知道这个狮子是很强悍的。
They are majestic.
他们也挺有荣耀的。
Kingly.
像王一样。
And when we think of this name, we think of a king.
当我们想到这一点，我们就想到一个王。
As we should.
我们也应该这么来想。
The power and authority belong to him.
全能和权柄都是归于他的。
He overcame.
他得胜了。
Every evil effort to stop him.
每所有的邪恶的势力。
He is majesty.
他是荣耀的那一位。
And one day, brothers and sisters, when we see him,
那当有一天我们得以见他面的时候，
we will bow.
我们要在他面前要匍匐。
And I suspect we will bow.
我觉得我们要匍匐。
In because of the awesomeness of him.
因为他的伟大。
But I think in our hearts there will be so much joy.
但是我觉得在我们心里边会有很极大的喜乐。
He is a king.
他是王。
He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大派支派的狮子。
But before we speak of this,
当我们来提到这点的之前,
might we consider together for a moment the root of David?
我们来思考一下大卫的根。
We shared about what the Lord had done.
我们讲到我们主所做的。
This amazing thing.
他做奇妙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, something had always been hidden in the heart of the Lord.
那在主的心里边总是有一些事情藏在里边。
And when we read the Bible, I remember the first time I started reading through and thought, whoa, I think this has to do with the house of God.
当我翻圣经的时候，我就觉得我这一点应该是跟神的家是有关系的。
It was in the Old Testament.
在旧约。
And I read it again.
我又读了一遍。
And I thought, well, this is about the house of God.
的确是根据神的家。
And I'm way back in Genesis.
那是在启示录，在那个创世纪。
And I just you start to realize that from the very beginning.
这从一开始。
The Lord had a secret in His heart.
神在里边有一个奥秘。
Something that needed to be.Made manifest.
要这个奥秘要被解开。
We remember that the people of God were slaves in Egypt.
我们记得神的民百姓在埃及是做奴隶的。
And by the hand of God through Moses,
通过摩西的手
they were released.
他们被解放了。
And they came into the wilderness and they came to Mount Sinai.
他们来到旷野，来到西乃山前。
And on Mount Sinai, the Lord spoke.
在西乃山上，我们的主说话。
And it's very interesting to read what the Lord spoke.
我主说话的时候，我觉得很有意思。
Because we might think that if the purpose of our life was to be good,
如果我们想我们的生命的目的就是做一个好人
，do the right thing，
做正对的事情
，live a life of value。
活出一个有价值的生命来，生活来。
Then what the Lord spoke would have been the 130 to 40 verses about the Ten Commandments.
那些关于十诫的130多经节里边。
The various laws.
各种各样的律法。
And that would have been enough.
那应该就够了。
Right, because we then would know how to live.
对不对？因为我们就知道该怎么生活了。
And then we find that the Lord then spent almost double, with 240 verses.
那我们又发现我们的神用了超过一倍的话，240多节圣经。
And it's like we all of a sudden were in architecture school.
好像我们又突然在一个建筑师的那个学校。
And the Lord is telling us about.How to build the tabernacle.
我们的神告诉我们怎么来建造这个帐幕。
The veil.
帐幕。
And the boards and the sockets.
这个板这个插在板的底那个板筋那个东西。
And the canopy.
然后还有遮盖帐幕的。
And he tells us about how to build the ark.
告诉我们怎么来建造这个会幕。
Its dimensions.
它的大小。
And he tells us about the altar.
告诉我们这个祭坛。
The oil.
油。
It's a perfect recipe.
好像一个很完美的一个菜单。
And he goes through so many verses telling us about all of this stuff.
花了很多的经节来写这些事情。
I mean, what could it possibly have to do with being living good lives?
这些和我们活一个好的生活有什么关系？
But then it was for a moment a glimpse into his heart.
但是那个时候，其实通过这些，我们可以看到一点一点点的神心里的事情。
He had the chance to say something, so he said it.
他有机会说一些话，他就说了。
I want to have a dwelling place in your midst.
他想说就是我要在你们当中有一个居所。
And it had to be just this way.
一定要这样的居所。
Because a holy God has a holy requirement.
因为圣洁的神有一个圣洁的要求。
And he gave us a way.
他们给我。
To have him in our midst,
让他可以在我们当中
and grow because of his life in our midst,
让我们成长，因为他的生命在我们里边。
And we know that by this grace, they were led all the way through to the promised land.
因为这样，他通过这样的方法，他带他的百姓进到应许之地。
And when they came to the promised land,
来到应许之地的时候
after when Eli and his sons were serving, the ark was taken.
当以利和他的儿子们来，他们被神拿走以后。
And through no doing of humans, it was returned.
也不是通过不是通过人的方法，这个会幕被还回来。
Into the promised land.
被带到应许之地。
And it came into a man's heart.
那这就是有一点来到人的心里边了。
A thought came into man's heart.
一个念头就进到人的心里边。
That we should bring the ark back.
我们要把这个会这个约柜要把这个约柜要带回来拿回来
and it was brought back.
然后就把约柜就取回来
it took a couple of tries.
他们通过两次尝试两次
and when they brought it back they placed it in the tents.
当他们把约柜拿回来他放在帐幕里边
and the Bible tells us that David had built his palace.
圣经说大卫他建了他自己的宫殿
and in the same verse in the same thought
在同一节里边那个思念
the ark was in tents.
约柜还在一个帐幕里边。
But in David's mind, in his heart,
在大卫的心思里边
came a thought.
有一个想法。
How can I live in a house like this?
我生活在这么一个大的一个宫殿里边。
While the ark of the Lord dwells in tents.
但是神的约柜却在一个帐篷里边。
And it came into a man's heart.That I'm going to build a house for the Lord.
那这个一个思念，我要为神建造一个殿的思念，就到这个人的心里边。
It was a otherworldly thought.
那是一个不属于这个世界的一个想法。
How many generations had come and gone?
多少世代都来了又走了。
And to a man, he thought of this.
但是对这么一个人，他却有这样一个思念。
And in Psalm 132, the Lord marked it.
诗篇132篇那里神就这样来记载
A man had thought to build a house for the Lord.
一个人要思考为神来建造一个圣殿
And in the secret heart of God,
在神的心思的最深处
This longing for his house,
一个对他居所的一个渴慕
It was pleasing to him.
对他来说是一个喜悦的一件事情
Now when the tabernacle was finished,
当帐幕被建好以后
The glory of God came in.
神的荣耀就降到帐幕上
And when Solomon finished the temple,
当所罗门建完圣殿以后
The glory of God came in.
神的荣耀也进到圣殿里边
And brothers and sisters, this love for the house of God,
弟兄姐妹对神的殿对神的家的这个的渴慕的爱
It represented the secret longing that was always there.
代表了一个神的一个最隐藏的一个渴慕一直在那里的一个渴慕
a house
一个居所
a church
一个教会
a bride
一个心腹
it spoke of an eternal longing
一个永远的一个渴慕
and just manifested by these small miracles
就是通过这些很小的这些神迹上面来彰显出来
and how much the Lord loves it when that longing in his heart is in some small way planted into the heart of men and women.
神的渴慕是通过这些小的神迹来种到放在属神的人的心里边。
When Zerubbabel and Joshua, they were building they were restoring the temple and they got it started, but 16 years passed and they had kind of fallen into a rut.
那当所罗巴伯还有约西亚他们要来重建圣殿的时候，过了16年，他们的工作就停止很长时间。
And the people had built their own paneled homes.
他们住在有天花板的，他们这些百姓都住在有天花板的房子里。
And they were comforting each other, saying, "Oh, the Lord hasn't said to start building His house again."
那他们彼此都安慰说啊，神还没有只叫我们要来建造他的圣殿。
This old man.
有一个老
Haggai came.
Haggai.
And he pointed out to them that is it okay for you to live in your paneled homes while the house of God is desolate?
Haggai 就对他们说你们自己住在有天花板的房子里边但是神的殿却在一个荒凉的光景里边。
And he said, consider this.
你们要思考。
Because they were, I think they were so spiritual maybe, I don't know what but they couldn't get it done. They were paralyzed.
不管什么原因，他们好像就残疾一样，他们没有办法来建造。
And Haggai said from the Lord, consider this.
哈该就说，你们要思考。
Go up to the mountain.
你们要上山。
Cut down the trees.
砍树。
Bring it down and build.
拿下来建造。
It was so practical.
很实际。
You know, they were waiting for this voice from heaven. You know, it's time to build my house.
他们这百姓在那里等天上来的声音说，你们要来建造这个圣殿。
And Haggai just said, just go up to the mountain.
那哈该就很就说很简单，你们去上山。
Cut the trees down. Get the timber.
把木头拿下来。
Bring it down.
拿下来。
Build the house.
来建造这个圣殿。
Three things.
这三点。
Straightforward.
很简单的。
Go.
去。
And then he said, because these things are pleasing to me.
他又说。
To God.
因为这点对神来说是他所喜悦的。
Just the simple thought of going and cutting the trees and bringing it down and building.It's pleasing to God.
很简单，去上山砍树，拿下来建造神的圣殿。对这些很简单的事情，对神是他所喜悦的事情。
God has always wanted to be among us.
神一直要想在我们里边有一个居所。
And we find that pretty incredible.
对我们来说是很极大的一件事情。
But this has been his heart.
但是这件事一直在他的心里边。
And so this is he, and because of this, David in Psalm 132.His descendants would always be upon the throne.
也是因为这一点，所以一百三十二篇那里说，大卫的后代一直要在宝座上边。
He's the root of David.
那我们的主是大卫的根。
The throne belongs to our Lord.
宝座属于我们的主。
And so, what about the Lion of Judah?
那犹大支派的狮子呢
？Now, on the one hand, we just shared about the eternal things.
那在一方面，我们在考虑永远的事情。
And we shared about it earlier that the Lord, He is the holder of all these secrets, and He's releasing them to us as we grow up and guiding us forward.
那我们的主是有，他有各样的奥秘。当他把这些奥秘一点一点启示给我们，当我们成长的时候。
I know my brothers have been sharing about some of those who came before them.Well, I will take a moment to share about those who came before us.
我们的弟兄他讲到在他之前那些的弟兄们，那我想我讲一些在我们之前那些的弟兄们。
You know, there will come a day.
那有一天的时候。
When maybe some of us are listening back through tapes.
可能谁在听一些的录音。
Do you know that junior high and high schoolers? Do you know what tapes are?
你们是高中生、初中有没有听说过这种磁带？
They're this big.
大概就那么大。
They're two turning things.
有两个转圈的东西在中间。
And they go in a Walkman.
他们在一个那个可以放在腰里边一个小机器里。
One of these days, someone's going to hear read the Bible in the morning. Think, what did I just read?
有天他读圣经，他就说我在读什么今天。
And then one day you're going to find a tape.
有一天你要找到这么一个磁带。
That one of our brothers spoke about that topic.
我们的弟兄曾经。在这一节圣经，他讲过，他分享过。
And you're gonna have to go on eBay and buy a Walkman.
你必须要去 eBay 上面买一个磁带播放器。
But you're gonna listen to it.
但你要听。
And you're going, and we're gonna realize the treasure that the Lord has provided to us.
我们要明白神所给我们那宝贵的东西。
I was born into it.
我是出生在这个环境里面。
I did nothing to be able to listen to these treasures.
我什么都没有做，我就可以听到这些宝贵的分享。
It is only because he has a desire to reveal these things.
只是因为他有一个渴慕，一个盼望，要把这些来启示给我们。
And they are the things in his heart.
这些都是在他心里边的事情。
Maybe we don't understand it today.
也许我们今天不能够完全明
白。But one day,
但有一天
we will.
我们会。
Or we'll think we want to learn about them.
或者说我们觉得我们要来学
we'll,
明白
we'll go searching.
我们要来寻找
and we're going to find something that will blow our minds.
我们要寻找对我们无法理解的很了不起的事情
the root of David
大卫的根
the highest things
最高的一件事情
who is Judah?
谁是这个犹大
now Judah was an ancestor of David of course the tribe of Judah.
犹大是大卫的一个祖先，他也是一个支派。
The story of Judah,
犹大的故事
tells us something about the Lamb of God who came the way he came with a plan and a purpose.
讲到神的羔羊要来带着一个计划。
I was talking to my wife about this line, and she said, you know, he could have just said he's the lion.
当我跟我妻子分享的时候，我就说，神圣经里面就可以很直接的说，他就是一个狮子。
But the tribe of Judah.
但是又提到犹大支派。
Who is Judah?
谁是犹大？
What does Judah tell us about this great lion?
这犹大和这个狮子有什么关系？
This great king on the throne of David.
这个伟大的王在大卫的宝座上。
Who overcame?
他得胜了。
Well, there are three stories in the Bible that kind of impacted me about Judah.
那在圣经里面有三个的故事影响我对犹大的看法。
When Judah was born,
当犹大出生的时候，
it's not what you would have thought for the lion of the root of David.
你根本就不会想到这是大卫根的一个的狮子。
In worldly traditions, the king should have come from the firstborn.
那在世人的观念来看，一个王应该是头生的。
But we remember that Abraham was faithful.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是有信心信实的。
And in his old age, he and his wife bore a son.
在他和他妻子年老的时候，他们生了一个儿子叫以撒。
And then Isaac had a son.
那以撒也生了个儿子。
Two sons.
两个儿子。
And Jacob was one of them.
雅各是其中一个。
And Jacob had children by four women.
那雅各通过四位女士生了十二个儿子。
His first wife was a woman named Leah.
那他第一个妻子叫利亚。
And the story of Jacob and Leah is not quite the American romance novel.
雅各和利亚的故事不像美国的这些浪漫故事。
Because Jacob loved Leah's younger sister Rachel.
其实因为是雅各爱利亚的妹妹马拉姐。
Now Leah, what we know about Leah, now all of us who read Leah's story, we like Leah, right? She's really down to earth. And what happens is her eyes were dull.
那我们当我们读到利亚是一个很实际一个妇女，但是而且她的眼视力不是很好。
Now I don't know really what that means, but in contrast to Rachel, because the Bible, Rachel's eyes were beautiful.
我们不知道是到底什么意思，她的视力不好，但是当我们讲到拉杰的时候，说拉杰很好看。
And so Jacob fell in love with Rachel.
所以雅各就喜欢上拉杰。
And so Jacob did what any young man would do.
然后雅各就做了所有的年轻人要做的事情。
He went to find Laban.
他找到拉班。
Her dad.
他的父亲。
And asked for her to be his wife.
要希望拉杰成为他的妻子。
And Laban did what any one of us would do.
然后拉班就做了我们都要做的事情。
Told this young man, you're going to work for me for 7 years.
跟他讲，你对年轻人来讲，你要给我为我工作打工七年。
See, you don't realize this until you have a daughter.
然后，他都不明白他有一个女儿。
And so Laban told him, you're going to work for 7 years.
然后拉班跟他讲，你要打工七年。
And after 7 years passed, and it was fast to Jacob.
然后七年很快就过来了。
On the night of his wedding,
在雅各结婚的那一晚上，
Laban realized, you know, I can't have my younger daughter married before my older daughter.
然后拉班就说，我不能先把我小女儿先嫁出去，我大女儿还没有出门。
And so he somehow did a switch.
然后他就换包了。
And Jacob realized.I guess in the morning. Whoa.
那雅各就发现，第二天早上他就发现了。
And so Jacob went back to his father-in-law.
然后雅各就来到他岳父那里。
And now he really was his father-in-law, but not the way he had planned it to be.
他的确是他的岳父，但是并不是他所预期的那么一个岳父。
And he wanted Rachel.
那他是想要拉姐。
And it was to be another 7 years.
那是又是打工七年。
But brothers and sisters, let's consider Leah for a moment.
那我们来思考一下利亚。
How might this make Leah feel?
这个对利亚，那利亚的她的感觉会怎么样呢？
Because brothers and sisters, Leah was not less loved. Leah was unloved.
因为利亚好像没有得到爱。
And it was through this woman.
那是通过这个女的。
That the Lord chose for the Judah to come from.
神通过这个女人来选从犹大从她那里出来。
Now Leah had a very simple heart.
利亚有很简单一个心。
And it wasn't for God.
不是为了神。
She just wanted her husband to love her.
她就是想要她丈夫来爱她。
It's very reasonable.
很有理。
And so she thought the way that I can get this to happen is to have kids for him.
她就想要这么来达到这个目的，她就是要给他生孩子。
And she was successful.
她很成功。
Reuben was born.
流便出生了。
Simeon was born.
西缅出生了。
Levi was born.
利未也出生了。
An heir, and then Simeon and Levi. It's not important. So, and each of them were healthy.
每个都是很健康的孩子。
And each of them became, of course, great tribes.
每一个都成了很大的一个支派。
Now, when Reuben was born,
当流便出生以后
Leah had a thought to herself.
利亚她自己有一个想法。
She thought, because the Lord has seen my affliction, surely now my husband will love me.
那主看到我的苦难，我现在我的丈夫一定会爱我了。
But it didn't happen.
没有，但是没有发生。
And then when Simeon was born,
当西缅出生以后
because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, He has therefore given me this son also.
因为神看到我的丈夫没有爱我，所以神又给我这么第二个儿子。
But it didn't happen.
但是还没有发生。
And then when Levi was born,
当利未出生以后
she changed, she made it easier for the Lord.
她就是给神的说法一个解释就很简单了。
She said, now this time my husband will be attached to me.
他说现在我的丈夫要和我结合。
And it still didn't happen.
还是没有发生。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the story of a woman who was unloved.
那这是一个没有得到爱的一个女人的故事。
And she thought that her sense of worth would be satisfied by producing these things for her husband.
那她觉得她的价值是通过给她的丈夫生儿子来体现出来。
But each time it didn't happen.
但是每一次都没有发生。
And then Judah was born.
那之后犹大就出生了。
And when Judah was born, she said,
当犹大出生以后，利亚说，
Now I will praise the Lord.
那现在我要来赞美神。
You see, something changed, brothers and sisters in Judah.
有些改变发生了。
Leah's heart had always been to seek blessings of God through manifestation in Jacob's love for her.
那利亚一直求神的祝福，通过她丈夫对她的爱。
And it never happened.
但从来一直都没有发生。
And she thought after the first, surely it will happen.
她觉得第一个出生以后，她觉得会发生。
And after two more, still didn't happen.
第二个、第三个出来都没有发生。
And for when Judah was born,
当犹大出生以后
，and she had Judah.
她这么抱起来犹大。
She said, "Now I will praise the Lord."
她说：“现在我要来赞美神。
”It is a moment for this woman where she found a worth in Christ.
那这一刻，这个女人在基督里边就找到一个价值。
Her relationship now with Judah was one to one.
她和犹大的关系是一对一的。
It wasn't triangular with Jacob. Jacob's involvement.
也不是那种三角形的，这个雅各也在里边。
It's just to the Lord.
就是对主。
And so she saw this.
那她看到了。
And she praised him in this son.
所以利亚就在那里来赞美，通过她的因为儿子，她来赞美神。
You see, brothers and sisters, what happened in Leah's heart, it had become pure.
我们看到利亚的心思就变成很清洁了。
There were no outside influences.
没有外面的影响。
But it was a difficult lesson to learn.
但是一个很难的功课。
Because we have all hoped for Reuben.
因为我们都有希望有流便。
And then Simeon.
然后西缅。
And then Levi.
还有利未。
And we've always expected that the notion of our relationship with the Lord was always through these.Outside things.
我们对神的关系好像都是要通过外表的这些东西来达到。
But then by the Lord's working.
但是通过神的工作。
And we don't know all of the details.
我们都不知道所有的细节。
Something came into her heart.
但是有些东西进到她心思里边。
This one is for the Lord.
这一个是为了神。
And now I will praise him.
现在我要来赞美神。
Her heart was pure.
利亚的心思就变得清洁。
It was a pure testimony.
是一个清洁的一个见证。
We remember in 2 Corinthians, this verse in the chapter 11, verse 3, let's read it together. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
哥林多后书第十一章第三节，我们一起来读。
But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the simplicity and purity to Christ.
哥林多后书第十一章第三节，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
Now I don't know about the translation, but the word purity is hidden in there.
那
simplicity and purity.
那个纯一清洁的心，这两个词是在这里边的。
And this bears the simplicity of it bears testimony.
这个纯一清洁是有一个见证。
Of my relationship with this lion of the root of David.
就是我见证我和这个一位狮子和大卫的根的关系的一个见证。
You know, he is as great as we think he is.
我们当然是认为他是很伟大的一位。
But in his heart,
但他在他心思里边。
He comes straight to our side.
他直接来到我们的旁边。
He talks to us.
他和我们来讲话。
He shows us things. Nothing is too simple for him to show us.
他没有什么事情对他来说太简单，他不来。不给我显示给我们。
And it's such an important lesson for us to learn that he is seeking for a relationship with us that is pure. It's a one-to-one relationship.
我们要学他，我们的主要和我们有一个清洁、纯一的一个一对一的一个关系。
It doesn't mean that we're sinless.
并不是说我们没有罪。
It means that our devotion to him.
他说到我们对他的我们对他对他的奉献。
There's a simplicity to it.
有一个纯一的心在那里。
A purity to it.
一个清洁的心在那里。
It's not an outward thing.
不是一个外表的事情。
It's an inward thing.
是里边的事情。
It's a heart thing.
是一个心的事情。
And in order to understand these things that the Lord wants to show us,
为了明白神所要给我启示给我们的事情
，We have to start at the simplest thing.
我们要从最简单的事情开始。
It's to love him.
爱他。
And have him love us.
也让他来爱我们。
And you know we can't skip it.
我们不能跳这么跳过去。
You know, and it's giving my daughter when she's learning to read, you know, give her, you know, War and Peace, or some really complicated book.
当我教我女儿来读书的时候，我们不说一开始给她很难的一本书来看。
There's a starting point.
要从一个地点来开始。
And in this, in Judah, it's so simple to look at it. This his history.
那对犹大来说，他的历史就是他开始很简单。
Simple and pure.
纯一清洁的。
And the Lord had to use the cross to get us to get Leah to that point.
神要通过十字架来把利亚来带到那一点。
A second story about Judah.
第二个犹大的故事。
Again, not what we would think when we think of a king.
也不是我们所想象一个王的故事的一个背景。
Now in the old Hebrew customs.
在希伯来老的传统的里边。
Wives were chosen by fathers.
父亲来选择儿媳妇。
Sometimes we wish that were still true.
有的时候我们觉得我们也希望现在还是我们这么还这么做。
But brothers and sisters, it was so at the time.
那弟兄姐妹就在那个时候是这个样子的。
And when Judah had grown old,
当犹大长大以后
,he had three sons.
他有三个儿子。
Onan, I'm sorry, these names.
Onan.
Yeah, and,Shimar.
Oh, Shimai.
I get the verses. Sorry. So, in the culture of the time,
在那个时候的文化背景里边
if the older son's wife, if the older son could not bear children with her or died, the second son would bear that responsibility.
那如果长子夭折或者不能够生这个繁衍后代的话，那第二个儿子要负起这个责任来。
Because it was so critical for a woman to be able to bear children.
因为对一个女人来说， 能够生孩子是非常重要的。
And so Judah took a wife for Ur.
所以犹大给他的儿子俄尔一个给他娶一个媳妇。
And her name was Tamar.
他的名媳妇的名字叫塔玛。
And her honor was bound to him.
在他里边有一个尊荣。
But Ur was evil.
但是俄尔是邪恶的。
And the Lord struck him down.
然后神就击打他。
And according to tradition, she was supposed to become Onan's wife.
那根据传统，塔玛应该是成为二儿子的媳妇。
The problem was Onan was wicked also.
但是问题是这个二儿子也不怎么样。
And so the Lord took him.
然后神也击打二儿子。
Shemar was a child.
士马是个孩子。
And so, in the culture of the time,
在那个时候的文化里边
Tamar was going to wait for a kinsman.
Tamar 要等一个亲戚适合的亲戚出来。
And that was to be Shemar.
他要是士马。
But time passed.
那时间过来。
And when time had come and Shemar had become an adult.
那当士马成为一个长大以后。
Judah did not fulfill his promise to her.
犹大没有完成对他的应许。
And so her honor was lost.
他的尊贵就失去了。
And Judah had failed her.
那犹大就没有完成对他的应许。
And then Tamar did something that we would probably consider not so good.
那塔玛就做了一些我们所认为不好的事情。
After Judah's wife passed away,
当犹大的妻子过世以后
，and the time of mourning had ended，
举哀的时候已经过去了。
Tamar pretended to be a harlot。
Tamar 就是装作一个妓女。
And she enticed Judah。
她就勾引这个犹大。
Knowing where Judah would be。
她知道犹大会在哪里。
And she became pregnant。
她就怀孕。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a scandalous story。
那这个是太这真是一个丑闻。
And the Bible is filled with stories of scandal.
那圣经里边有不少这样的丑闻。
Because the Bible is filled with people who are fallen.
因为圣经里边满了这些对堕落的人。
Fallen but not forsaken.
虽然是堕落，但没有被遗弃。
And we can relate with them.
我们可以来体恤他们。
And when she became pregnant and it became known to Judah,
那她怀孕以后，那犹大也知道了。
Judah demanded that she would be burned.
犹大说要把她烧死。
But Tamar was really smart.
Tamar 就是很聪明。
Before Judah had left her,
当犹大离开她以前
，he had given her his seal and a cord and a staff.
那犹大就给她一个印，一个封印，一个杖。
And so when time came and Judah learned and demanded that she be burned,
当时候到了，犹大说要烧死他的时候，
Tamar presented these three artifacts.
那 Tamar 就拿出这三样东西来。
And said, I became pregnant by the man to whom these belong.
我是通过这三样东西的主人而怀孕的。
And Judah realized what happened.
那犹大就知道所发生的事情。
Now at this point, brothers and sisters,There are many potential outcomes to the story.
那在这一点，这个故事有很多可能性的结果。
But the best outcome happened.
但是最好的结果发生了。
On both sides.
对双方。
You see, Tamar knew that Judah had failed her.
那 Tamar 知道犹大没有实现他的应许。
And so when she gave him the artifacts,
当他给犹大这些三样东西
，it was almost like she was giving him a chance.To realize what had happened.
就好像给犹大一个机会，让他明白所发生的事情。
Now we know it was a patriarchal society.
我们知道那个是父氏社会。
Even today,
甚至像今天
，a powerful man,
一个很有权能的一个男人
，and a widow with no power,
和一个什么都没有的一个寡妇
，who was in his house.
或者在他家里边。
I am quite certain that there are many ways that a man can manipulate their way out of this situation.
我就很认为这个男的就会找另各种各样的方法来 把他从这样一个丑闻里边出来。
But Tamar brought these items forward.
但是 Tamar 他把这三样东西拿过来。
And Judah was given a chance.
犹大就给他得到一个机会。
What would Judah do?
那犹大他要做什么呢？
You know, in the Old Testament, when you search for apologies.
当在旧约里边，你需要得到别人的赦免的时候。
There are not many apologies.
那时候没有很多的道歉。
We remember that Jacob apologized to Esau.
我们知道雅各他向以扫来道歉。
In that case, it was the younger apologizing to the older.
那个时候当然是年幼的向年长的来道歉。
For a wrong committed.
因为他做错事情了。
We remember Joseph's brothers apologized to Joseph.
我们也记得约瑟的弟兄向约瑟来道歉。
That was the lesser to the greater.
那是向卑微的向尊贵的来道歉。
We remember Abigail apologized to David on behalf of her husband.
我们也记得亚比该为着她的丈夫来向大卫来道歉。
A woman to a man.
一个女人向一个男人来道歉。
In this case, in this decision point.
那在一个这个做决定的这一刻。
It would be an older apologizing to a younger.
是一个年长的向一个年幼的来道歉。
A greater apologizing to a lesser.
一个大的向一个小的来道歉。
And a man to a woman.
一个男的向一个女的。
What would Judah decide?
那你要怎么来决定呢？
And we remember that he not only did what was the right thing to do, but he said, she is more righteous than I.
那犹大就我们记着他不仅做了正确的事情，而且他说这个女人比我还要公义。
It was a humility in Judah's heart.
那个就是犹大他心里的一个谦卑。
The truth triumphed.
真理得胜了。
We think that you know, any man in this position had the potential to have an abusive power.
我们都知道在一个男人在这么一个位置他都会来滥用他的权利。
But he laid it down.
但是他放下了。
And Tamar gave him the opportunity.
Tamar 就给他这一个机会。
And it is a story of two who submitted one to another.
这是一个故事，就双方都向对方来都放下自己。
And this is very important, brothers and sisters.
是很重要的一件事情，弟兄姐妹们。
You know, I remember when I read the story of one of our brother Ni, and he was written about how he came to be saved.
那我当我读到尼托生弟兄他写到自己如何得救的时候
，someone wrote it about his story, and his mother came to apologize to him.
那有人就写到，就是他的母亲就来到他面前来向他来。
Now this is remarkable in the Chinese culture.
对
is it not?
在中国社会里面，这是一个很不小的一件事情。
Now, we think, how can we reach out to our children's generations?
我们在想，我们如何来靠近我们下一代。
Here was a story of a woman who apologized to her younger son.
那这里边有一个故事，一个母亲向她的小儿子来道歉。
And that young man was saved.
那个年轻人就得救了。
And by the grace of the Lord, he brought vision and allowed for us to learn many things about the Lord.
也通过神的恩典，他把异象也使我们学习到很多关于神的东西。
There's a testimony here.
这边有一个见证。
Of what is real and genuine.
什么是真实？什么是真正是真实的
？It goes beyond the limitations and boundaries of our culture.
那是远超过我们文化背景的一些限制。
And it speaks of a testimony of God's heart.
那讲到神心思的一个见证。
This is an interesting witness because the Lord can't bear this witness himself.
因为很有意思，因为神他自己不能，他自己完全他自己来那所有的见证。
The Lord can't apologize.
神不能够来道歉。
He can't sin.
他不能犯罪。
But we realize how important it is to him.
但是对他来讲，有件事情很重要。
That his people might have this relationship one with another.
他的属他的人，他们中间有这样一个关系。
In Judah,
在犹大身上。
In the story,
在他这个故事里边。
Being bound together,
他们被放在一起。
Neither perfect,
都不完全。
Both submitting one to another,
但是对方都向彼此来谦卑。
And the glory of God being manifested in the house of God.
那神的荣耀就在神的家里边彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is important.
弟兄姐妹，这是很重要的一件
事情。In our interactions one with another.
当我们彼此来接触的时候。
We are surely going to wrong one another.
我们一定会来得罪别人。
And We maybe even now know what we have done.
我们甚至知道我们所做的事情。
It is unto the testimony of the Lord's life
但是是神生命的一个见证,
that we would submit one to another
我们要彼此来顺,
for the building up of the house of God.
为了来建造神的家。
It is amazing to think about the lineage of the Lord Jesus.
当我们想到神, 我们的主的家谱的时候, 我们就很稀奇。
When Tamar had her children,
当Tamar她生了孩子以后,
by this scandal,
通过这个丑闻生了孩子以后,
the older one's name was Perez.
大儿子叫帕马斯。
And when we read the genealogy of the Lord Jesus,
当我们读到主的家谱的时候,
and you already know what I'm going to say,
你知道我要讲什么了?
It was through Perez.
这是通过查马斯这个人。
You see, brothers and sisters,
你看弟兄姐妹们,
he is the glorious one.
你看到他是那荣耀的那一位。
But he came down to this earth.
但是他来到这个世上。
His feet got dirty.
他的脚弄脏了。
He drew near to us.
他来到我们的身旁。
Because he wants to hold us up.
因为他要把我们抬举起来。
And he wants to lead us forward.
他要带领我们往前。
He does both things on his own.
他自己亲自要做这两件事情。
To him, it's his right and his privilege.
对他来说是他的权利和他的特权。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he wants for us to go with him.
他愿意我们来跟随他。
He's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
The root of David.
他是大卫的根。
Who overcame.
他得胜。
To take the book and break its seals.
他要来取那卷书来揭开那七。
A last story of Judah.
最后犹大的一个故事。
It was about Joseph.
关于约瑟。
His little brother.
他的小弟弟。
Now Judah was the fourth son of the unloved mother.
犹大是那个没有得到爱的母亲的第四个孩子。
And Joseph was the first son of the loved mother.
约瑟是那得宠的妻子的第一个儿子。
Who was the favorite?
那谁受宠呢?
Well, you know, if we lived in that time, we'd have no problems telling who it was.
我们活在那个时候，我们没有问题来说谁是受宠的。
Because Joseph was dressed that way.
因为约瑟他穿的就很好。
And he liked to talk that way.
他也爱那么来讲。
And so one day his brothers,
所以有一天他的弟兄们,
very reasonably,
很有理由的,
decided that they were going to kill him.
来决定要杀死他。
But Reuben, the oldest, stopped him.
但是大长兄刘便来制止他们。
And as Reuben was trying to figure out what to do,
当刘便在想要怎么来处理的时候,
and they had thrown Joseph into this hole,
要把约瑟扔到这个坑里边,
a band of traitors came from Egypt.
要去埃及的一对做买卖的一对人。
And Judah spoke up.
犹大就说,
and he said, well, let's not kill him. Let's sell him to the Egyptians.
我们别卖他了,
and so they did.
他们就这么做了,
and we know the story.
我们知道下面的故事,
and many years later, by the hand of God, Joseph became the governor of the entire region.
那我们知道通过神的恩典, 神的手, 很多年以后, 约瑟成了整个那一块地方的统治者。
And back in the promised land,
在, 应许之地,
Jacob's family ran out of food.
雅各的家他们就没有食物了。
And so they were sent to get food and supplies from Joseph.
他就派他的儿子去约瑟那里去取食物，去取所需要的用品。
And we remember when the brothers came to see Joseph.
我们记得当这些弟兄们来看约瑟。
And Joseph recognized them.
约瑟认出来他们。
He was quite crafty.
约瑟很聪明。
And he tricked them.
搞了他们一下。
And eventually he got them to bring Benjamin, his younger brother.
他就最后就把便雅悯的最小儿子把他弄过来。
Now before Jacob released Benjamin,
当约瑟放便雅悯之前,
Judah promised his father,
犹大就是向他的父亲来应许,
that Benjamin's safety would be in my hands.
便雅悯的安全完全是在我来负责。
And when Joseph was to take Benjamin,
当约瑟要把便雅悯要关起来的时候,
Judah's heart was shown.
犹大的心就被摸到了。
Benjamin was the favorite.
便雅悯是最受宠的小儿子。
And Judah was not.
犹大不是。
But when this moment came,
当那一刻发生了,
Judah told Joseph in disguise, when Joseph was in disguise, that could you take me instead of Benjamin.
犹大就对约瑟，约瑟是他是还是那个没有透露他自己，他就对他约瑟说，能不能我你来扣我，不要扣便雅悯。
It's a sacrificial love.
那是一个舍己的一个爱。
And then we remember that Joseph couldn't handle it anymore.
我们就记得，约瑟就不能够再装下去了。
Sacrificial love, brothers and sisters, comes from the life of Christ.
我们知道一个舍己的爱是从神那里来的。
He's always this way.
我们的神一直是这个样子。
We know it.
我们知道。
We don't have to say it. Each of us who has been saved.
我们也不用说，因为我们都是蒙恩的人。
We knew and know the condition that we are in.
我们知道我们的光景。
And the lamb that was slain for us.
那个被为我们被杀的羔羊。
Perfect one.
完美的那一位。
For an imperfect one.
为了不完美的。
This is real to us, brothers and sisters.
对我们来说，这都是真实的。
And it is in God's heart.
这是在神的心里。
And it speaks of a testimony of who He is.
讲到他的一个见证。
But brothers and sisters, the sacrificial love, is not only exhibited in Christ's sacrifice for us.
这个舍己的爱不仅仅是当耶稣。当我们的主为我们舍己的时候所彰显出来。
The Lord hoped that we would see that the sacrificial love would be exhibited in one living stone for another living stone.
我们的主也盼望这样一个舍己的爱在一个活石的身上来体现在另外一个活石的身上。
One of us for another.
我们一个肢体为了另外一个肢体。
And brothers and sisters, this speaks of the testimony of his life.
弟兄姐妹们，这是讲到一个生命的一个见证。
The house of God is this way.
神的家是这样。
Because our life is His life.
因为我们的生命是他的生命。
And sacrificial love is who God is.
一个舍己的爱是从神那里来的。
And so what we see here, brothers and sisters,
所以我们看弟兄姐妹们
is that we love each other more than we love ourselves.
我们彼此相爱要超过对我们自己的自私的爱。
A sacrificial love one for another.
一个舍己为了彼此一个舍己的爱。
This is who Judah was.
这是犹大。
This is his life.
是他的生命。
He became his descendants became a tribe.
他的后代就成了一个支派。
And many years later,
很多年以后
a young woman Mary.
一个年轻的女人叫玛利亚。
And her husband Joseph.
她的丈夫叫约瑟。
They would come back to Bethlehem.
他们来到伯利恒。
The house of David.
在大卫的家里边。
And unto us was born our Lord Jesus.
然后对给我们就生了我们的主耶稣。
In this tribe.
这个支派。
He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
那他是犹大支派的狮子。
He is the root of David.
他是大卫的根。
The overcomer,
他得胜,
worthy to take the book and to break its seals.
他配得拿起书卷揭开七印。
And we have to remember him in his fullness.
我们要记住他在他一切丰满我们的主。
He was perfect.
他是完美的。
And made perfect.
他又变成完美。
To be a high priest.
成为一个大祭司。
To take upon himself a name such as this.
他给他自己身上放了一个这样一个名字。
And one who comes to our side.
一个来到我们身旁的一位。
When we are newborns in him.
当我们在他里边是刚出生的。
And has the patience and the desire to lead us forward to all the fullness of the secrets in his heart.
要通过他的耐心来领导我们来看他在他心里边一切的奥秘。
And so, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
may we remember fullness of who he is.
让我们来纪念我们的主的丰满。
It is a testimony that is pure.
一个清洁的一个见证。
True.
一个真正的一个真实的见证。
Sacrificial love.
舍己的爱。
And it speaks of the God on high who came down to us.
一个在高高在上一位神，他降到世上。
And we can't separate those two.
这两个我们不能分开。
It's who he is.
这就是我们的主。
And we worship him.
我们要来敬拜他。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the greatness of who you are.
主，我们感谢你，你是如此的伟大。
And in your glory, Lord, you have come to let us know you.
主，在你的恩典里边，你让我们知道认识你是谁。
Even in our fallen state,
甚至在我们犯罪这样光景的里边。
Lord, we worship you.
主，我们敬拜你。
We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified in the midst of your people.
主，愿你在属你的百姓当中得到荣耀。
And Lord, give us a true, and genuine curiosity about the things that you are doing.
主啊，求你给我们一个真正的、一个纯洁的对你。你所做的事情有这样一个渴慕。
Make them known to us, Lord.
愿意启示给我们。
So that we can live a life filled with purpose.
所以我们可以活出一个有目的的一个生命。
Thank you, Lord, for brothers and sisters.
主啊，为这弟兄姐妹，我们感谢你。
For being bound together in the house of God.
主啊，我们在神的家里边，被放在一起。
That we can follow you together.
我们可以一起来追随你。
Of every tribe and nation and tongue.
所有的各族各方各民。
And we pray.
我们祷告
that you might receive the glory in your house.
愿你在你的家里边得到荣耀。
We worship you, Lord.
我们敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.